So now we're going to go over some of the misspeaks in the role play conversation Allison and I had and talk to you about how to word coach here in the channel of judgments and assessments.
To help people own their assessments or judgments. So in our previous role play, Alice said, we said lunch at noon.
And if I had been word coaching Alice at that point, not as Cliff in the role play, but as some neutral facilitator out of the sky, I might have said, Alice, would you be willing to own it as your assessment that you two had said that lunch would be at noon? And by the same token, in that conversation, Cliff said, we said 12:30.
And if I were a word coach dropping out of the sky, I might ask Cliff, would you be willing to own it as your assessment that the two of you said you'd meet at 12:30?
Cliff also said in that conversation, you clearly forgot what time we were meeting.
And I might say, in the role of a word coach, Cliff, would you be willing to own it as your assessment or judgment that Alice forgot what time you were meeting? And in the role play, Alice said, obviously you were running late and didn't bother to call me.
And if I'd been the word coach out of the sky, I might have said, Alice, would you be willing to own it as your opinion or your conclusion that Cliff was obviously running late and that he didn't bother to call you? So you can see that word coaching on this channel is relatively straightforward. We just ask people if they'd be willing to own something as their assessment or judgment or conclusion or interpretation or something like that.
And some of the times you'll be doing this is when someone has uttered a classic you statement. You did this, you did that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. For your own clean talk, it's worth noting that we don't have to start every sentence on this channel with the words, I think. You have a lot of choice, as do other people. And there's a range of words I can use that will indicate how true I think my statement is. For example, I can say, I firmly believe that it's raining outside. Or I could say something much softer in terms of saying, well, you know, it's my fantasy that it's raining outside. So there's a lot of leeway in what words we choose to say how strongly we are allied with our assessment. And we hope you'll be thinking about how you use different words to indicate how married you are to the interpretation that you're giving. For example, on the one hand, I might want to say, well, you know, it's my story that everybody is created equal. Or we could take a much stronger stand on that, as did the founding fathers of America, who said, we hold these truths to be self-evident.
Right.
They were owning their assessment. They say, we hold. But they also managed to say it very powerfully, even while they were owning it. So if you work somewhat the range of feelings there, you'll find that speaking assessments and judgments becomes much easier. In working with people around clean talk and word coaching, you may also find that you need to substitute the word assessment for the word judgment, because some people just react negatively to the word judgment. There's a stigma in Western culture, at least, about not judging. It comes, I believe, right out of the Bible, where it says, judge not, that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged.
In shadow work, we like to reclaim the word judgment. We don't believe that judgment necessarily implies condemnation. It
right.
simply means to assess or discern. And we like to honor the judging or assessing or discerning part of the human personality, which we consider absolutely necessary and good.
We have also noticed, we think, that people's stigma against having judgments or saying they have judgments causes them to repress saying their judgments. And then they leak into all four channels of communication in unclean ways, as you will see as we go on to show you examples in some of the other three channels. Most of the misspeaks there are just judgments that's snuck in and are masquerading as either feelings or wants or data.